Everyone, okay, we're going to do a quick guide to the laws of staying up all night in terms of brachos, saying in the morning, and everything else that goes on with the brachos when you come to davening in the morning. Now, first of all, we're talking about you generally people, when they stay up all night, a lot of people go ahead and take a nap during the day before ahead of time. So we're going to talk about someone who does take a nap, and someone who does not take a nap in their bed during the day before. If you take a nap during the day before, that is already going to cause a machlokes in terms of Birkas HaTorah. Okay, in terms of Birkas HaTorah, when you wake up from your nap, in general, when you take a nap during the day, do you say a bracha Birkas HaTorah or not? You will sleep an Erev Yontif. Do you have to make a Birkas HaTorah when you wake up? The Mishnah Berurah actually comes out saying that, siding with the opinion that holds that you would be required to make a Birkas HaTorah, assuming you took a gazunta nap, even if you slept in your clothes, but you slept for a long time, when the half hour, you would have to make a Birkas HaTorah when you wake up. However, the poskim write that is not the Minhag HaOlam. The Minhag HaOlam is not to make Birkas HaTorah after taking a nap during the day, because we are machber for one sheet, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that Birkas HaTorah goes from the morning you say it, it goes till the next morning, no matter what, even without a Hesach Hadas, that Birkas HaTorah still lasts. And therefore, the minhag is not to make a Birkas HaTorah. However, I've said many times, Moreinu Rabbeinu Nevinzal quotes from Shlomo Zalman, it's also found in Shalmei Moed, that if you take a nap for 3 hours straight, then that would be a shir kavua according to everyone, then you would be required to say Birkas HaTorah after taking such a nap. If you take a nap for 3 hours, only Bachrim have the ability to take it in such a long nap on Erev Yontif, then you would be able to go ahead and say Birkas HaTorah when you wake up. With this in mind, you'll have this in mind later on. You've already said now Birkas HaTorah after waking up. There would not be a hefsek then. So that's in terms of one took a nap on it. Now, let's get down to the main halachas now, assuming that not taking a nap. Now, we have the first category we're talking about is Asher Yatzer Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim is already complicated because that splits into two categories. Those who have learned Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, this is going to be very quick, but here we go. There are two different things that happen in the morning when we wash Netilas Yadayim. One is that we all know there's Ruach Ra when you sleep. Or for that matter, some of Brosh Bishonim hold it, Alos HaShachar automatically comes Ruach Ra on your hands. Okay, and therefore you have to get them off by washing either 3 times or both hands, according to the Gruff, 4 times or both hands. That's what we do every morning when we wake up. Separately than that Netila does not require a Bruch. We do not make a Bruch on that. There's a separate Netila. I'm going to simplify things right now. Before davening, you are supposed to go ahead and do a Netila Sidayim with a Bruch. Okay, and Netilas Yadayim with a bracha, that is what we do also before we come into shul. You wash your hands again, and you make the Netilas Yadayim. Now, someone who's staying up all night, so l'chori, one could say that he does not, if you took a nap during the day, you wash the Netilas Yadayim because there could be ruach ra, even if you took a nap during the day. Now you can sleep up the whole night, so you'll say, I didn't sleep, so I wouldn't have to do the first type of Netila because I didn't sleep, and therefore there's no ruach ra. But I've already said moments ago that some Rishonim hold that the Ruach Ra doesn't come because of sleep. It comes when the day changes from nighttime to daytime. And therefore, at Alos HaShachar, I am going to be required to do a Negel Vasar Netilas Yadayim 3 or 4 times on one hand. And that's how we pass in Halacha Lamaisa. Now, Shlomo Zalman says, if you're in the middle of learning, you don't have to get up at, let's say, 4:50 is Alos HaShachar. At 4:50, you don't have to look at your watch and jump up at 4:50 and go wash Negel Vasar at that point. Whenever you stop learning, then you go ahead and wash Negel Vasar at that time. So therefore, you're going to have to, whenever you get up from your learning, you're going to have to wash 3 or 4 times. In terms, though, of Netilas Yadayim, saying the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, that gets more complicated because the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, as the Rush writes, is because you weren't shomer your Yadayim in the middle of your sleep. In the middle of your sleep, you might have touched things that are normally covered parts of your body, and therefore we require a Netilas Yadayim, bracha Netilas Yadayim, before you go ahead and start davening. Over here, you're up learning all night, so you didn't l'chora do that. So very simple eitzah should have been to be, that all I have to do is scratch my head some point before davening, or touch my armpit or something like this, then I could go ahead and wash Netilas Yadayim even with the bracha before going in. However, I don't understand exactly why, but Rosh Hashanah Zalman has a chumr over Rosh Hashanah Zalman holds that just touching Dvar Mechusim is not enough to go ahead and make a Netilas Yadayim. only if you actually go to the bathroom, then you could say the bracha of Al Nitiyos Yadayim. That's the Psak of Rosh Hashanah Zalman. And therefore, after Alos HaShachar, the best thing is to go ahead and go to the bathroom, even if you go to the bathroom a little bit, and a little bit, okay? Then you can go ahead and wash Nitiyos Yadayim, and you can make a bracha of Nitiyos Yadayim, and now you obviously could then say a bracha of Asher Yatzar also. That's the best thing. Sometime before davening, go to the bathroom. Afterwards, you wash three or four times your hands, okay, to get off the Ruach Ra, and now you can make a bracha of Nitiyos Yadayim and Birkas Asher Yatzar. If someone mamish does not have to go to the bathroom, then he'll be Yotzei with Asher Yatzar that the Chazan is going to say out loud. He usually starts with Nitiyos Yadayim anyways. So say Nitiyos Yadayim, Asher Yatzar, out loud. By the way, these are the halachas for Ashkenazim. Sephardim have different set of halachas when staying up all night. Maybe I'll get to that end, maybe not. Now, that's in terms of Nitiyos Yadayim and Asher Yatzar. Don't have to get up from Limud. When you get up from Limud, then to wash your hands three, four times after going to the bathroom. Then you can say Al Nitiyos Yadayim and Asher Yatzar without any problems. Terms of tzitzis, this is another problem, especially if you're a bachur who don't wear talasim, so you wear your tzitzis, you wear them all night long, so you cannot make a bracha in the morning. The Shulchan Aruch is a suffix if you go ahead and sleep in your tzitzis at night, so it could be that you would require to make a bracha. Even then, we do not make a bracha even after sleeping at night. We switch our tzitzis in that case. So either you can bring a second pair of tzitzis to davening in the morning, then switch your tzitzis and you can make your own al mitzvah tzitzis. Or for most people, they'll just go ahead and find a married person, or the person saying the chazan saying the brachas out loud, he'll make a bracha on the talis and have in mind to be motzi anyone on their tzitzis if there's any suffix involved over there. For that matter, you could take your own talis and make your own bracha if you really wanted to on a talis and cover the tzitzis for that in the morning. Now, moving on now to Birkas HaTorah. Now, Birkas HaTorah gets complicated if you took a nap during the day for 3 hours and you made Birkas HaTorah. So therefore, there's no suffix over here. You start learning at night that Birkas HaTorah still continues, and according to all Rishonim, you're going to be fine. But assuming you didn't take a 3-hour nap, okay? If you didn't take any nap, okay? Also, you don't really have any suffix over here. Learning at night is not a problem because you're still covered from the Birkas HaTorah that you said the previous morning. There's not going to be a problem. The problem is the person who took a nap, but you did not take a nap of 3 hours. Because over here, you got yourself in a big problem. Okay, you got yourself in a jam. And that is, the Minhag Olam is not to make Birkas HaTorah. However, in reality, according to many Rishonim, you would be required to say Birkas HaTorah. So it's just not a geshmak thing. Shavuos night, the night of Matan Torah, to go ahead and have all night learning, and you might not even be covered by Birkas HaTorah night now. You might be learning now without Birkas HaTorah. So there is an Eitzah for this person, and that is, when you dive in Maariv that night, to have kavana at Ava Rabba. When you say Ava Rabba, that the Eva covers Birkas HaTorah, you could have a mind to cover your Birkas HaTorah. By Avos Olam at night. Avos Olam, you'll say you'll have a mind then for your Birkas HaTorah. And if you have a mind for your Birkas HaTorah at Avos Olam and Maariv, so that will now cover you the rest of the night. What you do, the halacha is, if you want to be covered by Avos Olam, so then you are required to go ahead and say a pasuk. Either learn something right, just like we say Birkas HaTorah. Right away, we say Psugi Bracha, Shavu Yishracha, and then we say a Mishnah and a Braisa. So to over here, you have to at least say a Pasuk, some type of Lima Torah afterwards. So some will say, like the Shulchan Aruch writes, wait till after you're done with your Maariv. You'll learn right away, that will be okay also. Rav Nevinzal says, what you could do is just say over a second Pasuk of Kriyat, just repeat a Pasuk of Kriyat Shema. And when you say it a second time, you'll kavana, that'll be my extra limud Torah for my Birkas HaTorah. And now you'll be covered the rest of the night. You don't have to worry about learning the rest of the night of Shavuos, Lal Shavuos, without Birkas HaTorah. Okay? Now, whatever it might be, for everyone, basically, once Alos HaShachar comes in, you are going to have a suffix whether you need to require a new Birkas HaTorah. Okay? Let's take each person. The person who slept 3 hours, okay, the person who slept 3 hours and said his Birkas HaTorah right away after taking his nap. Or for that matter, you had in mind an Avos Olam, and therefore you said Birkas HaTorah at Maariv. So now, once Alos HaShachar hits, according to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, he holds Birkas HaTorah last until daytime. You are going to require a new bracha at daytime. Rov Rishonim hold, if you had, what until you had a Hesach Hadas, your Birkas HaTorah is going to continue. That means it would continue until you go to sleep after Vasikin. But because of this suffix, you still have a suffix because of Rabbeinu Tam, you should go ahead and listen to Birkas HaTorah from the Chazan who's going to say it out loud. That's the person who said Birkas HaTorah after taking a nap, didn't take a nap at all, okay? Or had a kavana for Avos Olam. All those people said Birkas HaTorah for the nighttime. And he's like, now, the problem is, the bigger problem is the person who, or let's say the bigger problem, the person who said Birkas HaTorah in the morning, took a nap in the afternoon, preparation, not 3 hours, and then forgets an Avos Olam to have mine. Very common. That would probably be the majority of people. What happens is, it's very hard to remember an Avos Olam to have Kavana, okay? And a lot of people take a short nap during Shavuos, so now they're in this whole Suffolk zone. However, here, really, it's not really a Suffolk anymore. Says the Mishnah Berurah, someone who takes a nap during the daytime, at least a half hour in his bed, even in his clothes, already, okay? According to Rav Rishonim, when he wakes up, he should already be saying Birkas HaTorah. The problem is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says you only can say Birkas HaTorah in the morning. So now it's the morning. Alos HaShachar hits. That person who did the wrong thing by not having Kavanah at Avos Olam is better off than everyone else now at Alos HaShachar, because he can say his own Birkas HaTorah now. Because according to everyone, he can say his own Birkas HaTorah. So that guy who missed out on Birkas HaTorah at nighttime, he can say his own Birkas HaTorah in the morning. So he is at least marviach that. But still, what generally is, the chazan will go ahead and say Birkas HaTorah out loud and pater everyone who wants to be yotzei through that Birkas HaTorah. That's going to be important, just to point out. Now you've got Birkas HaTorah basically for davening. Immediately after davening, 90% of people are going straight to sleep. They're not really having a morning seder at that point. You're going to be back into this whole problem of Birkas HaTorah. You have a lot of Birkas HaTorah problems. You're going to sleep now. But over here, as opposed to a regular nap in the day, generally people are able to sleep for 3 straight hours Shavuos morning. If you sleep now for 3 straight hours after davening Shavuos morning, when you wake up, according to Shlomo Zalman, go ahead and make a new Birkas HaTorah because you slept 3 hours in your bed. If you didn't sleep 3 hours, you slept, well, you woke up in the middle, so you're going to be back to the same problem as you had before. You're going to hopefully find someone, I don't know, who did sleep 3 hours, that maybe will be able to potter you in your Birkas HaTorah, or you're going to have to wait till, I don't know, Marav time to have Kavana again for Avos Olam. That's in terms of Birkas HaTorah. Let's just chazit that very quickly, because let's go through each person. A person who did not sleep at all. A person who did not sleep at all is up Shavuos night, so he has no problem. He goes ahead and he's going to have the yotze with the chazan in the morning because of the suffering. If you slept 3 hours in a bed, you're going to say Birkas HaTorah then, and in the morning, once again, and Alos HaShachar, you're going to have the suffix of Rabbeinu Tam, you will have Biyotzi with the Chazan. The same thing for the person who had in mind at Avos Olam, and the person who didn't know those. He was unable to say Birkas HaTorah then, forgot to have in mind at Avos Olam. Now, in the morning at Alos HaShachar, this person, since he slept in the bed during the day, and now it comes Alos HaShachar, he can make his own Birkas HaTorah once again after davening. If you see 3 hours, you can make a new Birkas HaTorah after that. Okay, fine. Now, in terms of Birkas HaShachar, now you get the Birkas HaShachar, which is basically what included in Elokai Neshama, and through Amnatan Sachavina, Shlosani Goy, all those until the end of Gomel Chasidim Tevilim Amo Yisrael. That's what we call Birkas HaShachar. In reality, Birkas HaShachar, according to really, Birkas HaShachar is basically almost all the brachas are fine to say. Those really go from morning to pashas. They go from morning to morning. We are Chazal Metak to make them each morning. However, because of some sveikos, there are a problem with two of the brachas. Really, all the brachas one could say on an individual basis. That's what comes out of the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. There are two brachas that are problematic. And you'll see why. One is a little kind of shama, and one is Hamavir Shena, okay? But Pashas, because those are two things that are talking about sleeping and waking up. Okay, Hamavir Shena, and there's a different Pshatim also, Lashon Yachid, Lashon Rabim, whatever it is, that's the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah to be choshish by these two brachas. So these two brachas, even if you took a nap during the day, for an hour and a half, let's say, and you did, there's no, Avos Olam doesn't help for Birkas HaShachar, even if you did that, you still are going to have a problem when you wake up, when Alos HaShachar comes, you want to say Birkas HaShachar. Those two brachas you have to hear from someone who actually slept at nighttime. You have to find someone who actually slept at nighttime, who slept at nighttime. Only someone who slept at nighttime, they could be pater the Ashkenazim by Hamavir Shena Menai Usma Mefapai and Elokai Neshama. The rest of the brachas you really can say on your own. Moreno Rabbeinu Nemesel did say, because there are still some sveikas, even though the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you are allowed to say it, because the sveik is better just to hear it from the chazan in this case, and therefore the chazan is going to go through all of these brachas. Okay, all of these brachas. That's the two. Once again, that just leads us to the thing. If someone, after eating Yantav Suda, he goes ahead and sleeps a nice sleep in his bed, basically an hour in his bed, let's say, for sure. Well, there's a lot of gray areas, what's considered a Shenas Kevin or not. But if he sleeps in an hour in a bed at nighttime, even if it's before Chatzos, then he really gets out of all Brachos issues. He can say Berachos HaShachar, he can say Berachos HaTorah, okay, he can even say Berachos HaTorah. The 3-hour shear of taking a nap, that you get Berachos HaTorah, according to Shlomo Zalman, that's only during our daytime sleep. But if it's a nighttime sleep, even, I believe he says, even a half hour sleep in your bed at nighttime, this applies not only Shavuos night, any night. If you sleep a half hour in your bed at nighttime, you will be required a Berachos HaTorah when you wake up. And in terms of Berachos HaShachar, you go ahead and say, Berachos HaShachar, you're going to be the one who patches the tzibur. In this case, that's it's going to be if there's going to be a nighttime sleep. Okay? The Chorah, the same thing. The Tilas Yadayim in the morning is also going to get you out of the suffix because you slept at nighttime. That'll get you out of any suffix in terms of that. Okay, the last thing now is, now the chazan's going to get up to say, to patter the tzibur, there's a couple of halachas in terms of this. Yes?
If a person sleeps a half hour, let's say from 12 to 12:30 at night.
Yes.
Then he wakes up. Shouldn't he say right away, Birchos HaTorah?
For sure.
So he won't be able to help.
He won't be able to help out the tzibur, right? You're going to have to find someone who does not know these halachas, so therefore he's not going to say his Berachos HaTorah then, and then he's going to wait till the morning, hopefully, or someone who just woke up. Someone woke up for Vasik, and that's the best.
Does he have a suffix at Alos HaShachar, or...
It could be he's going to have a suffix at Alos HaShachar. Could be Rabbeinu Tam would still say that. Correct. The minig is like Rabbeinu Tam only during a daytime sleep, a nighttime sleep. The minig is not like Rabbeinu Tam. Now, in terms of now the chaz is going to get up to patter the tzibor, so any bracha that you're going to be want to be yotze through, so you should not say baruch hu baruch shemo on any of those brachas. Okay, you want to be yotze, that's considered a hefsek. You don't say baruch hu baruch shemo at those brachas. And then there's two brachas that a lot of people mess up. We're supposed to say definitely say amen after every bracha. You want to be yotze the bracha, you're supposed to say amen. B'diyavid, if you don't say amen, you are still yotze the bracha. Nevertheless, you're supposed to say amen. But the amen is supposed to be in the correct place. And there are two brachas that are sveikos, whether they're considered one bracha or two separate brachas. Those are by Elokai Neshama, okay? By a Mavir Shena, okay? By a Mavir Shena. When we say a bracha, you don't say amen after Amavir Shena. You wait till the end of the bracha of a Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Lamo Yisrael, only then is the amen, because of a suffix amen on both parts of that bracha. And the other suffix is by Birkas HaTorah. By Birkas HaTorah, we say, Baruch Ata, Lasok, B'divrei Torah, V'haravna, Hashem Elokeinu Divrei Torascha, B'chulei B'chulei. Only at the end of V'haravna, then you say Amen. You do not say it at the end of Lasok, B'divrei Torah. If you did, you're still Baruch HaTorah Yotze. You know, that's the place that a lot of people make that mistake. But that just to be machri, that is the place not to be yotze. That's the place not to say amen. And in terms of that. So therefore, once again, the Shliat Tzibur has to be careful. He should say all brachas very, very much out loud. Okay? To be motzi the Tzibur. And you should have in mind to be yotze. Bezrat Hashem, that takes care of kimat all the halachas of the night. Have a great day.